Praise be Jesus and Mary. Not to play on the word, but how very true it is, the heart of this gospel, as it were, you know, that, you know, what we do in the service of our Lord is something that needs to be from the heart, something that embraces our inner depths of our being, the soul, the spirit of our soul, and is striving to unite it to God, doing what we do simply and purely for the love of God. In one sense, this might, you know, if you take this analogy with regards to today's saint, Saint Scholastica, and the famous little story, the incident that would happen between her and Saint Benedict towards the end of her life, you know, she would making her yearly visit to Saint Benedict, as we're told in the Office of Readings, she requested towards the end of, very late into the evening, they had spent most of the day already together with her brother and many of, well, some of her brother's monks. And, you know, she requested that they would stay and continue talking about, you know, the spiritual joys, if you will, of the spiritual life. And as we find that this happens sometimes in some of the lives of other, you know, St. Francis, that whole incident with St. Francis and St. Clair. And we notice a similar thing even with St. Francis. You know, he didn't want to go to have, say, a luncheon with Claire, although she, you know, she very much ardently desired to have this little luncheon with St. Francis. And we find that in both cases, it's really because of a wanting to know God. This is why they want to spend this extra time, as it were, with someone whom they consider their spiritual father or their spiritual brother in Christ. And this is really the heart of why they want to stay with one another. We find this even sometimes I'm thinking of St. Basil and St. Gregory Nazianzen, how they, you know, rivaled one another in a good sense of that term, you know, wanted to emulate one another's virtues, looked at the spiritual good of the other as their own. And it does happen that sometimes our Lord gives us these, as it were, spiritual friends. Sometimes it's a real spiritual father who really cares for the soul. You know, that there's a mutual, perhaps, admonitions going back and forth sometimes. Even another one that pops into my mind is even St. John of the Cross and St. Teresa of Avila. We see them, too, had their little mystical conversation where, you know, they were dialoguing about God, and both of them oblivious to the things going on around them because of their conversation in God, but others who happen to notice their conversation see them floating in the air as they're talking about their love of God and the love of God. So this is something that does happen, and we connect this to the gospel, and, you know, the things that the Pharisees and the scribes are doing, it's not that they're bad things. You know, we know even from, say, a temporal point of view, we know that it's a good thing to wash our hands. We know it's good to wash dishes and cups. And we're not too pleased if someone washes the outside of a cup but doesn't wash, you know, nothing. Nobody likes a dirty cup. You look in, there's, oh, what is in the bottom of this cup? what was left in this cup? And yet we miss the point of, and our Lord makes us in another place in the gospel. What is the point if you're to wash the outside and not wash the inside? It's the soul, our own body, if we want to think of it as a cup. The most important part of what our body contains is the soul. That's the part of us that is eternal. That's the part of us that will never die. It's what gives life to our bodies, is the soul. And so we always constantly, what's most important about, say, this washing or cleansing, if we find it so important to, you know, washing cups and plates and dishes and spoons and all the other things that we use, how much more important then is the washing of our soul? You know, and to be attentive to that, you know, I sometimes do tell people, you know, as much as, we, you know, for even we do talk about, you know, when we take a shower, you can't really wash the inside of the soul. You can scrub your body all you want. That's not what washes the inside. Confession's what washes the inside of the soul. You know, the inside of the body, if you will. And always with a view, not just to say confess the sins, but to strive to reunite ourselves with God in a way, hopefully, with every confession, we really want it to be there, hopefully with that desire of at least going in perfection and really seeing that this is happening. You know, we should be concerned when we come to confession. It's just like a broken record, you know, so like a record when it keeps skipping in the same spot. We sound like a broken record because we always confess the same thing. And we don't see any real progress. It is, you know, sometimes confessors, they will get on us. They try and push us. They try to motivate us to be serious about what we're doing, you know, about our spiritual life. It may mean that we have to consider, well, how am I praying? Are my prayers regular? Are they consistent? Am I faithful? And not only to the prayers that I'm saying, but also to my duties and my obligations in my life. Am I fulfilling these? How am I dealing with my relationships with those around me, making sure that those relationships that I have with other people, that they're supernatural? And we know in the spiritual life, there always has to be, and, you know, this is something, you know, one of the reasons you might say why St. Benedict at least seemingly seems to be, you know, harsh, and St. Francis cold, you know, we won't go and see St. Clair, has to be, you know, nudged by another to have his little luncheon with St. Clair. And yet, you might ask why, and it's one is because they want to make sure, you know, these saints want to make sure, I mean, a monk should have a love, we're even told this, we should have a love for ourselves, a want and a desire to be there. Why? Because that's where we encounter God. That's where we pray to God in secret. And yet God doesn't always desire that all the time. You know, while we may pray to God in secret, he does want us to share his love with others. And as long as that's there, in the case of Saint Scholastica, you might say there was a confirmation, and this happened both, you know, in all these various cases, I talked about a couple of them, where God actually confirms his own desire that there should be a continuation of the dialogue, as it were. You know, in the case of Saint Francis, there's a great brilliant light with the picnic that he had with Saint Clair, and you know, she brought a sister and he brought a brother, so that no one could say that there were funny things going on. In the case of Saint Benedict, God himself, by even a natural means, a thunderstorm, I would say natural, natural was natural insofar as thunder and lightning, but it was supernatural in the sense that it came when somebody asked God to provide a way that her brother might stay and Saint Benedict might spend the night with her talking about the things of the spiritual life. And thunder and lightning and rain came and prevented him from going back to his cell. A sign that God wanted him to actually stay with his sister that evening. And perhaps because also in God's knowledge, he knew that her time was close. And perhaps she herself knew this, that this might be the last time in this life that they would have a time to be together and to talk about the spiritual things that please the Lord. And as we talk about these things, what's most important isn't so much, and this is what we learn from the saints, not that we talk about them, but it's really a sharing of our relationship with God with another, to try and kindle in the hearts of other people that flame of God's love, which is within us, that we want to share this. We ask our Lord today, and through the intercession of his most holy mother, to enkindle in our hearts the fire of this love, a love which we see above all in our most blessed mother, pondering the words of our Lord in our hearts, striving in all that we do to do what we do for the pure love of God, even the things that seem trivial, that we always have it in mind that we're in the service of the Lord, striving in all things to be pleasing to him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.